This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Insert spooky cackle here. All right, yes, happy Halloween, ladies and gents. It's a Texans game day right here on Sports Radio 610. It's in the loop. You heard the man.
Yep.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Atatula. Or should I say, Dred Scott Pirate Lopez, I guess. You got Heath Ledger's Joker, and then I think you guys can figure out who I
Little
am.
Little Questlove.
That's right.
Yeah.
Drumsticks included.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you guys hanging out
He's
with us.
He's the best, by the way.
You can Who, Quest?
Yeah.
You had an opportunity to meet him?
I talked to him for about an hour.
That's
one,
awesome.
One day in New York at the Super Bowl.
That's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
He was really cool.
People already real happy with Figgy's Joker.
Yeah.
Everybody except for Sean Pendergast.
Yeah. That was messed up, Figgy. I just want you to know that's messed up.
I was standing there for like 10 minutes before he even noticed me.
He used his power for evil in that moment.
Yes, he did.
But I guess what else do you expect from the Joker, exactly?
The big question is, are you ready for a game on Halloween?
How much am I going to have to deal with when it comes to that?
Oh, goodness.
Are you ready for a game on Halloween? Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you should have just gone with, are you ready for some football, right?
Yes,
like you could have just gone there.
Yes.
But regardless, it is Halloween and it is a football Thursday here on In the Loop. Let me clean myself up. I'm going to be out at the Buffalo Wild Wings for the watch party, Buffalo Wild Wings in spring. Nico Collins signed football, not jersey. Nico Collins signed football, but still, Bud Light is giving away a couple of tickets to the Detroit game. So you do want to come and hang out. But we're just excited for this game. And it's also just like, there's an additional level of fun with it being on Halloween.
Weird things happen. Traditionally, weird things happen on Halloween.
In sports.
In sports.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you know, begs the question, what weird are we going to see tonight?
Ooh, that's fun, yeah.
What weird are we going to see
Hit us tonight? Up on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, which is a 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans. That number is 713-572-4610.
That's on my list.
Sean gave us a submission as he exits stage left. But yeah, what are the weird, spooky things what are the strangest things that you could see on the field at MetLife Stadium?
Well, let
tonight?
Me give you some examples to kind of back up. Like, this is not fantasy.
No.
Like, games and sports on Halloween get weird, man. Like, they get really, really weird. 2004, the New England Patriots sporting a 21-game win streak. Fourth game of the year, I believe, maybe fifth game of the year. They're facing a rookie quarterback named
Benjamin Roethlisberger.
And Ben Roethlisberger beats and snaps that win streak. That's one example.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one was Miami, University of Miami. I forget the year, but they're playing Duke. They're losing on a field goal, and they have an 8 lateral return walk-off win.
Take it short. Lateral. They practiced that on Wednesday. Time's going to expire on the game, so this either goes or it doesn't. Ball's still alive. It's got to be a backwards lateral. Get behind it. Still alive.
Duke doing a nice job staying chasing all over. Oh, he got
blocked. Blockers. They got blockers. They've got a lane. 40-yard line. No black shirts between the goal line. Can you believe what you just saw?
Man. Manu Ginobili grabbed a bat out of the air on Halloween.
He sure did. By the way, 2015 is when Miami gets the eight-lateral miracle kickoff return. But yes, Manu Ginobili really did grab a bat out of the air. And it's not just that he did that. Like, that alone would be wild, but that it happens on Halloween?
On Halloween, a bat. You mentioned this, and I saw this earlier, and I couldn't remember the year. 2018, what happened?
So, Derrick Rose, this, and remember, this is 2018. He had been the MVP in his, what, rookie year, 2011?
Something like that.
And remember,
knee injury,
and he had never been the same, except for one fateful night on Halloween
night.
In 2018, drops a 50 ball for the Minnesota Timberwolves, just turned the clock back one time. In a weird possession, and maybe the spirit of previous Derrick Rose had repossessed him, and he went and dropped 50. So spooky things, strange things happen on Halloween. What are the things that we're liable to see tonight? And of course, everybody goes immediately.
I did. Sean did.
What might be the low hanging fruit, which is Kenyon Green, just all pro performance.
He mauls.
Just
he mauls
road grades, stonewalls. Quentin Williams,
yeah, keep him in check.
Yeah, he has face paint. You know how they do the eye black? They do creative things. He has face paint and eye black like Figgy looks right now. That's how he comes out of the tunnel.
And if you're just listening, if you're not visiting us with us on the YouTube or the Twitch, Figgy is in full Heath Ledger Joker regalia. He looks passable. We could put him on screen right now.
Yeah,
I got this pencil. You want to see it disappear?
Keep texting in some of the things, the strange things. I immediately went to Aaron Rodgers, like, devolving to, like, full Wiccan, right? Like, there's going to be some level. I mean, he ends up being that weirdo, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I say that as affectionately as I can, right? The darkness retreats, the ayahuasca, and I'm not trying to, like, if you swear by those things, more power to you, however. But, like, I think we can all agree, Aaron Rodgers delves very far into all those things. Like, if he comes out with something of the occult in this game, would you be surprised?
Absolutely not. I think, forget the fans. I think some players are going to have some stuff. Whether there is the face paint or whatever, and maybe not to the extreme of Figgy, but you never know. Texas in 713-572-4610. It happens. We just gave you some example. Weird things happen in sports on Halloween. What could be weird? I'm thinking not too crazy.
You thinking on the field, right?
On the field.
On the field, off the field.
I was thinking.
Go crazy or not.
Look, this is New York City. Technically New Jersey.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I could see a black cat running out there, man.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. 281 is with you.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty sure that has happened.
That happened in New York.
Yeah,
in
the World Series.
That happened.
In the World Series. Or maybe it was the ALCS.
That's when we got the Kevin Harlem infamous call.
And
there's a black cat.
No, but that was one in baseball.
That was at MetLife Stadium, was it not?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I want to step it up. I think that a larger animal. Like, I think we get maybe like an opossum or something, right? Maybe even a raccoon finds his way in, right? Like, let's not just
that would be scary if it was a raccoon.
Yeah, because like we typically don't let raccoons get that far.
And they're nocturnal. So all
they would attack somebody.
I'm feeling a safety.
Ooh,
I'm feeling a safety, a crucial safety.
I could see that, especially with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has not moved
and
very
the Texans
well.
Offensive line.
Well, I was like, we can't ignore that part. But I feel like C.J. Stroud is aware enough, and mobile enough that he would not actually end up with a safety, knowing the circumstances. Because obviously, if you're in safety situation, like you're going to be far back enough. Aaron Rodgers, however, I think that there's a level of belief in himself.
Yeah.
He's talked about it. He hasn't moved all that well. He knows that there's a level of challenge within this game with the pass rush that the Texans bring and the pressure that they bring. I think that he knows that he needs to move around a little bit. Those were his words, not mine. Move around a little bit. Hey, you can believe that you can move around a little bit. Let Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and Tim Settle get on you, right? And you will find yourself
feeling a safety, man,
on this turf.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm feeling it.
How about a big man touchdown?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
I like that.
That'd be sweet.
All right, so let's power rank the big men that could possibly make this happen.
I can see
Timmy Settle.
What if Autry comes out with a bang? That would be a Halloween surprise.
I would absolutely love that. If he is,
and
the
he
one
can pick him up and put him down.
He sure can.
Yeah.
I like it. Everybody, you could tell where in some ways where they're saying strange things will happen. You could tell where their concerns are in reverse, right?
Yeah.
There's another thing that comes up, obviously, with the and people are going Kenyon Green touchdown. He's the big man gets the touchdown. I feel like bad things would have to happen to begin with, because that means the ball's
fumbling
put on the ground,
zone.
And he's picking up rumbling, bumbling, stumbling. But
yeah.
Multiple people have gone with 100-plus yard reception games for a couple of the depth receivers that have been pushed into important roles. Hutchinson, 100-yard game.
100-yard game from Hutchinson. That would be Halloween.
If
that was from Mechie. That would be Halloween-like.
Oh, gosh, Mechie.
Yeah, someone went even further and went Mechie 175.
Okay.
Let's be realistic here. I was like, 175? I don't even know how you make that happen.
And the 281 is obviously scarred. The ghost of an explosive offense shows up.
Well, wow. Hey, I'd appreciate that. Like that would, if that is a possession there, I'd appreciate it. Fatu Kasi and Heinisch getting some love. Heinisch would be the fun
Heinisch
one.
Heinisch might be one.
Because Heinisch almost has become the forgotten man in all of this, even as he rotates in at defensive tackle.
Yep.
It would be fun to get his name called in all of this.
It would be fun. Now, you just heard one of them, but some of the most bizarre things and biggest things that happen on Halloween are returns. Like a punt return for a touch. Ask any LSU fan, even ones that were born 40 years later, what does Halloween mean to LSU football? Oh, Billy Cannon, Ole Miss. Last fourth quarter down to whatever. The Billy Cannon return for a touchdown happened on Halloween. You just heard the 8 lateral.
Yeah.
What about a return?
Okay, I like that.
Big return for a touchdown.
But, I mean, no Damian Pierce in this one.
That's
man.
What would like, make it even more spookier.
Is it spookier? who do you anticipate returning this? I think Robert Woods, obviously being back, it feels like he'll be back into it. You think it's Robert Woods return touchdown?
I mean, a veteran guy like that with a big return touchdown, that would fit the mold.
That would be fun.
Yeah, that would fit the mold for sure.
I just I want to go, like, super strange and somehow D'Amico Ryans ends up on the field playing linebacker.
You know what? Screw it. I'm in. I'm going in.
In a more serious case, like, I think all the linebackers that you have playing, you think of more as run stoppers as opposed to dudes in coverage. How about a linebacker interception, right? Because you're going to have Toto is making his way back in this one, which is exciting. But again, I don't know how much people look at him as, like, coverage guy. Likewise, yeah. Neville Hewitt, who's going to get a lot of it, and then I imagine Hanson.
How about a little Jake Hanson White. Action?
Yeah, one of those guys coming up with the football, right? Mm-hmm. I know Neville Hewitt caught one off of the Jalen Petrie deflection previously, but yeah, how about like a honest to goodness linebacker interception?
I can feel it, man. It happens. It happens all the time, and it's on national TV, which would make it more prominent as a Halloween weird thing. Some sort of pick six, some sort of fumble recovery, a punt return. I'm feeling a safety, like a crucial safety, like a third
I feel like
quarter,
any safety's
fourth
crucial,
quarter,
right?
Either ice the game or take control of the game type safety.
I think the spooky part about a safety is if it's like the first play of the game or something like that, like the first possession.
The old Peyton Manning Super Bowl thing.
Yeah.
So 281 might be winning this on the 5-hour energy fan line. 40-30 Texans, or 40-3 rather, Texans, all safeties. Oops, all safeties would be indeed the most Halloween of these all. Because you know what that is? Hell. That is Aaron Rodgers' hell. Just constantly being
he might
sat
get
down.
Benched at that point.
Yeah.
Everybody gets benched at that point.
And here's the other weird part that fits in with the something crazy is going to happen tonight game. They had a spooky experience in New York City last year against the Jets. Well, in the Meadowlands against the Jets.
Don't bring it up, man.
And we were there.
Don't you bring it up.
It was rainy and nasty. And, you know, it was, yeah, it would fit in. Well, I'm just saying.
We're going to get to this.
Redemption.
Okay, redemption. Very good.
A John Weeks interception. That would be, that would be next to impossible. Yeah, sure.
I think it would be impossible because I look, we would have some real questions as to why in the hell John Weeks was on the field.
Yes.
To even have the opportunity.
Yes.
Although, once he has the interception, you kind of have to be like, that's one of those like in basketball where it's like, no, yes.
Yes.
Right? That would have to be like, what are you doing? Oh, okay, I guess.
I think he played defensive end in high school.
I mean, I would hope so. Can you imagine a dude make it to the league and the only thing that he has ever done in life is long snap? Yes. Like, I ain't never played none of these other positions.
For 12 years, baby. That is a great, great job if you can get it.
Someone else comes in with Cade Stover has a breakout game. I'd appreciate that. It's a lot of receivers having a whole bunch of yards, which makes sense. This is also a tough, this is a tough Jets team, especially like when it comes to the pass.
J.J. Taylor.
Oh, I thought you were about to say J.J. Watt. I thought he was about to do that. Here comes J.J. Watt out the tunnel.
Well, that too.
But J.J. Taylor being the running back of note as opposed to like Joe Mixon, that would be real Halloween-esque.
Yes,
I was going to say Dare rushing for like 150.
I wasn't going to go for like 150, but I was going to be like Kendrick Green fullback experiment again, fullback dive for a touchdown.
Okay. Robert. Is it Robert? No, I can't find the name, but... okay, yeah,
on the YouTube.
Turn the tables on Aaron Rodgers. You win it with a Hail Mary.
Oh, that would be,
that would be spooky.
Sweet. That
would be fantastic. Aaron Rodgers' season-ending non-football injury ghost tackle. Yeah, he's had one of those before, literally last year. So happy Halloween. We are getting going on a Texas Thursday because the Texans play on Thursday Night Football this Halloween. A lot of strange things happen, and tonight could be another night where strange things happen. And so we're looking forward to that, but we're also just looking forward to the football of this all tonight. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the World Series has ended, which for our purposes here in Houston means that MLB free agency has begun. You still have 5 days for things to be officially done, but now we're on Alex Bregman watch. Do you think they get it done? What do they need to do to get it done? Let's talk about that next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.